comes the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning. Welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle with Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Each week we bring our podcast to you. The goal of our podcast is to share tips and advice for businesses on how they can market their business and be successful. So that's what we're all about.
Yep. And today we have a very special guest. She's one of my best friends, Jennifer Rizzone. Yay. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you.
She's been a leader in radio for over 25 years. She's been a senior seller at iHeart for 16 years. She was named one of the top billers in the country, the top biller in Rochester with Direct, New Direct, Agency Digital, and the Total Traffic Network. She did work on the agency side for 3 years, but her love of radio brought her back. She's also born and raised in Rochester, and she is a mom to three beautiful young men who I personally know and love. Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So exciting. So that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Thank radio. You. I started in radio too. Yes. So that's why we crossed paths before I had a lot of fun.
And you happened to hire me one time.
I think I begged you to come work for me. I gave up the ranch for that deal. It was a good deal. But so I think it'd be great for you to share with our listeners, you know, how you got into radio, you know, your story, because I think it's a great story.
So I think it was, I want to say 1993, and I was floundering in my career, to say the least. I was unhappy. I was making next to nothing. I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I ended up going to a recruitment company who gave you one of those free, you know, employment tests.
Really?
Oh yeah, and it was like 100 questions and blah blah blah. And she said, "Well, I'm sure you know this, but you're very social and you should be doing something, you know, with people." And I said, "Okay, whatever." And she said, "What's your passion? What do you love?" And she goes, "I don't want you to think about that. I don't want you to think about some predisposed answer or what you think you would be good. What do you love?" And I said to her, I'll never forget it, "I love Brother Weeze."
No way.
I said, "I love Brother Weeze."
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And she said, "Then you should work with Brother Weeze." And I was like, "Well, really? Yeah, that kind of seems crazy." So come to find out, there was a sales assistant job listed in the newspaper back in the day.
Was that the wanted ad?
Yes, the wanted ad. You know, the employment ad.
Yeah, where you circle.
Right, and circle them.
Hey, Paul.
And there was a position for a sales assistant. So at the time, I called Tish Robinson.
Oh my God, Tish!
And she brought me in for an interview, and I ended up talking to her for 3 hours.
Wow.
And she said to me at the end, I'm gonna hire you for a sales job." And I said, No. The job is a sales assistant job." And she said, "But you're gonna be a salesperson." I said, "But I don't know anything about sales." And she said, "Well, what do you think it is?" And I said, "I don't know." And she said, "It's what you just did for 3 hours with me."
She's so great.
Your passion for Brother Weeze. I mean, it was outlaw radio.
Right.
96 WCMF was it.
Yeah.
There were two stations at the time, right? So that was it. And she hired me. God. And I kept saying to her, "But I don't know what I don't know." And she said, "Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep talking to people about what you're passionate about." And so I never really felt like I was a salesperson. I felt like I just did what I loved.
Yeah, that's such a great story.
Tell everyone the story about how they give you a phone book, because I think that's so funny.
Right. So, you know, at the time, I'm working with the best of the best. I'm working with Tom Ray and Terry Owen, Ray Noon.
And legends.
Legends. Yeah. Chet Osachi. That's who I shared offices with. And they were hellbent on, they didn't hire rookies at the time. There were no new people. She just gave me a shot.
Wow.
And there was no list because they were monsters. Mm-hmm. They controlled everything, right? So she literally gave me a phone book, which I don't think most people even know what that looks like anymore, but they gave me a phone book and she said, "Go to it.
Oh my God.
You don't have a territory. You don't have a list. Wow. You have everything in here.
Well, but that's a great testament. That, yes. You know, a lot of people think that there's no new accounts, and there's right. usually tons of them.
There's tons of them.
There's always somebody willing to talk to. So I love that story.
I bet that served you up because you never gave up and you never became complacent and said, there's no new business out there.
Right.
Because you had to build it from the ground up.
I did.
Who was your first client?
I think my first client, believe it or not, was Movie Mania, which is Blockbuster. And actually, it's funny because those guys that I worked with were like, well, here's an idea.
Is that where you got VCRs from?
Yes, okay, that was Movie Mania. Yes.
And they were just like, they would throw ideas at me. Go bring this to them. Like, if there was nothing written, I would just say, oh, I have this great idea.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Wait, so who was your first big client that you got on the air?
Well, believe it or not, that Movie Mania was, I mean, they had no money, but I kept digging with them and come to find out at the time, they had multiple, but they also had co-op.
So they
received co-op from the movie.
Awesome.
So I ended up turning like this little tiny mom and pop store into like a $40,000 co-op.
Another great lesson right there.
That's right. Who was your first endorsement with Weeze?
Oh my goodness.
So just tell them what Brother Weeze is, just we have listeners who might not be in Rochester.
People don't know who Brother Weeze is.
Well, hopefully we have listeners worldwide now, Jennifer. Now you're a guest. So just in case.
Brother Weeze is a legend in his time. And he was not a radio person by any means. He was a nighttime guy who was a Vietnam vet and just a throwback hippie, and came back and just wanted to, loved music. And so WCMF gave him a nighttime shift. And it just so happened that one morning, the morning show personality didn't show up.
Wow.
He didn't show up, and they just kept him on. By accident.
Wow.
And people were writing in like crazy. Like just calling and writing and saying, he's the greatest. His voice was not anything like
a
traditional radio host. He had a scratchy voice and he just made an impression, and he's been on the air for over 30 years.
Yeah, he's a legend.
If this is the only market that Howard Stern could not make an impact, because
I saw Howard Stern.
Howard Stern came
went up against Weeze, and he was everything.
He was the only market that he had to walk away from because Brother Weeze
didn't work. That's great. But I interrupted you. So who was your first endorsement with Brother Weeze? Because obviously,
I can't remember.
What was it like to meet him for the first time?
Oh, because I'm sure I got starstruck.
Does he still remember that?
And I'm going to tell you something right now. He's one of my dearest friends, and he still makes me starstruck. Because he is a gem. And when he says, and he's helped me through my career, like all along the whole way. Like, he has helped me with leads, and I could never say thank you. Oh, honey, don't worry about it. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I represent him, and he helps me, and it's a great relationship.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when he says, I know that when I put a client on his show, and he says to his audience, you have to visit them because they are great because of this, this, and this, it will work. Hmm. So I'm confident. Yeah, I'm confident in what he does.
I love that.
That's great. So, but why did you, I guess we know why you fell in radio. That was one of our questions. But, you know, there's so many other mediums out there. You know, why did you stay in radio? Because you've been doing this a couple of years now.
Almost 30 years. Yeah.
So why'd you stay in radio? Like, what's keeping you there?
Right. And honestly, I am so passionate about it, because at the end of the day, you know how people say, like a doctor or a nurse, they could say, oh, I help people. And I help people. I help people with their businesses all the time. And there is no greater feeling, because at the end of the day, a business owner can say, I am going to blacktop my driveway. You know, I'm going to put investments into my business, but they're putting their investment in me, essentially, in me, in my product. And when I could turn around and say, but I made you this much money, there's no greater feeling that I helped a family and a business grow. And I know how to do that. It took me a lot of years to know all of the different elements that you need to achieve to make it successful.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I know radio works. I know if it's done right,
Right.
I know how it works.
That's great. Yeah.
That's right. Because you did do the agency side for a while, but you didn't love it.
Yeah, I went to the agency side for 3 years, and I didn't love it. I didn't love it because the process took longer.
The process took longer,
and I think it's part of my ADD. Mm-hmm. Like, I have 200 clients, and so it moves faster.
Yeah.
And so I
control it. Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yeah. I would agree with
and
that.
And the winds are more frequent.
Yeah.
You know, I like the winds. I like the constant winds.
Yeah, that is true. I'm learning that being on the agency side. I used to get you'd be searching for winds every day. Yeah. So yeah, a little different, a little longer.
The winds are bigger with the agency. They're bigger.
Yeah.
But they're more infrequent.
Right. Agreed. That's great. That's great. So can you tell some mistakes? Like you said, you figured out how to make radio work. Like, what do you see are the mistakes that businesses make when they try to market themselves on radio?
Yeah, like when they call you and say, oh yeah, radio didn't work, but thanks for asking.
Yeah.
So I see it all the time, especially with a newer salesperson. And they get frustrated, as I was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And luckily I had like a Bob Morgan who was like, you're doing things the wrong way. You can't just take money just to take money, right? So there have been times as I progress where I've walked away from money. If you don't have the right budget to spend, it's not gonna work.
That's right.
And so then, budget.
Right, and then the people will walk away and say, radio doesn't work. And that could happen in any medium.
Oh,
that could
happen with TV. Absolutely.
Well, TV doesn't work. Well, this doesn't work. If you can't do it right, then you shouldn't do it.
That's so right. The right budget, super
the right
important.
Budget, obviously the right budget. It has to be the right station that has to have the right demographics.
Right.
And it has to have the right frequency, which again goes with the budget.
Yeah.
And then finally, it has to have the right creative.
Right. The message is so important.
That is so important. So
all people don't understand that.
Right. If those three things.
They get excited about the sale, right? They get excited about the sale, and then it's like the aftermath is what are we going to say?
The commercial stinks, and then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So it's those three elements have to be the budget and the commercial and the right station and the right, the right medium has to be right in order for it to be successful.
That's right. So there's been a lot of changes in over the last 25 years, even in radio. So like, what are you seeing now? I mean, what out there that's the new things in radio that you could share with them?
Right.
There's a lot of great things out there.
Like, why call iHeart?
So
why call you?
I mean, listen, back in the day, there were two stations. There was CMF and there was PXY, and that was it.
Yeah.
So now you have 100 radio stations. You have 100 TV stations. You have all of these different elements. So with iHeart, we are so lucky that we have grown and we have progressed, right? So we can't sit back on our laurels and say we have these great radio stations. The end, period. It's too hard. It's too complicated. And it doesn't have to be. So with iHeart, we have one person that you call, which would be me, or it could be whoever you're working with.
Yep.
And we have adjusted that. So we have these great digital products that we are able to surround the consumer all day long. So they're not just listening to radio in their car, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to radio on their smart speakers
in
the morning when they're getting ready or when they're cooking dinner, when they're and making dinner at night. And we have digital products outside of just the iHeart app, which is tremendous. We have all sorts of digital products, whether it's reaching people with Facebook, reaching people with Instagram, but it's just podcasts.
That's so big right now.
Podcasts are huge.
Yeah.
Working out at the gym and people listening to podcasts while they're working out.
Right.
And that's all in the iHeart app too.
Yep.
So it's just a way to completely consume, surround the client throughout their day because people are so busy.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. It's amazing how things have changed in 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day you learn something new, right?
But you have to be with the right person. You have to be with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right.
Like you guys. I mean, you know what you're doing. You've been doing it for a long time. So you need to be with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
So many business owners think they know what they're doing, and just because they're phenomenal business owners and they know their product and their service, that doesn't make them the best marketers.
Right.
They need
or
to.
They like a radio station or a TV station, right? And
right. They pick what they want. They listen to. Don't you love when they go, here's my two favorite questions. can I be on this station? Because that's what I listen to. And how many spots do I get? That's like my least favorite question from a client. How many spots do I get? Well, I give you 1,000 spots. Are you happy with that? Yeah. Nobody's going to hear them, but they'll run.
I need to be on the weekend.
Yeah.
right. Day part's so important.
Yeah, it is. And so those were great tips. And for those listening, I want to just go through those tips again, especially if you're looking to improve your radio buy. Number one, budget. If you don't have the money, don't be on. Save it up. Wait. Talk to an expert like Jennifer. Be on the right medium. Be on the right stations. Be in the right place. Be where your clients, customers, patients, whatever they are, be there. And your message matters. No matter what, content is always going to be key.
Right. That's right. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Is there anything that we didn't ask you that you think I will smash with Turbo?
I don't think so.
No? That's it?
I think that's everything.
All right. So listen, if you're interested in talking to Jennifer or hearing more from her, just give D2 Media Team a call and we will hook you up.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Jennifer. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Bye.